What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No money, diamonds in my teeth. I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of shine. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of prime. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
Welcome to episode 403 of Fourth and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Mr. Primo, a.k.a. Prime in the building, Mr. Tim Kincaid in the building. And today, I think it's officially the offseason because the Super Bowl happened. Uncle Andy got his Super Bowl. Debo Samuel was crying like a little bitch. And then we got some Hassan Reddick talk tonight. Now, there's been a little... You know, there's always drama. Even on a Super Bowl day, we get drama about Hassan Reddick. Everyone's stirred up. So we're going to talk about the Super Bowl recap. Obviously, at the end of the day, you see two good football teams playing against each other. At the end of the day, I mean, this was a boring first half. Then it took Usher to get people out of their seats. Hopefully, Prime didn't make another child since he said last podcast that Usher was a big part of his fatherhood. But overall, the back end of the Super Bowl was pretty phenomenal. I think everyone was geeked out to see it go into overtime. But my prediction, you know, I had the Chiefs winning. I think it was like 31-27. What was the final score?
25-22.
It was a good game, and I was entertained. I think the Super Bowl commercials were pretty entertaining. But overall, I think NFL fans got what they deserved. I think the truthers out there would say that there's a lot of scripts going on. But what say you, Primo?
Oh, look, man. I feel fresh. New start. It's all over. It's all behind us. We wanted the team that we wanted to win won. You know what I mean? I got it on the headlines. I want to make it very clear. You know what I mean? The 49ers, they lost. They're done. You know what I mean? So it felt great. It was a good Super Bowl, no doubt about it. If you want points because you took it into overtime, you know what I mean, one extra quarter than what we did last year, okay, you can have it. But you know what? You still lost. All right? You know, Debo's probably still crying. And Kittle's, shit, anybody find him? Because I haven't seen him. I feel great, bro. I feel great. No sympathy. I'm sorry. Yes, I love you if you're tuning in. I love you to death, but no sympathy whatsoever coming from me. All right. Not looking for any. All right. We didn't, you know what I mean? We took the L like we did last year with our chins up. You know what I mean? Came back and you know, we try to do it all over again. So you're gonna have to have the same mentality. It is what it is. You know, at the end of the day. The San Francisco 49ers, you know what I'm saying? they got to do their thing, you know what I mean? Get it together. So, yeah, I'm good, bro. I'm good. You know what I mean? The Eagles gear is back. You know what I mean? I'm ready to go. Let's go.
Now, I'll set it up. Tim, I mean, people out there who don't know, Tim's lovely wife is a 49ers fan. Not just an average 49er fan. She is a diehard 49ers fan. So you live in a potential hostile environment.
Right. Yeah. It's now that my brother Primo just got on, came off with his shirt off and said, shots fired, 49ers. Nah, man, it was a great Super Bowl. Hats off to both teams, but the most physical team and the team that actually planned for overtime won. So yeah, it was the good, the bad, the ugly in the Kincaid household. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my wife. Sorry for the loss, baby girl. Love you.
Sorry for the loss. Sorry for, I mean, the biggest thing that stood out to me in the Super Bowl is just the level of consistency that Patrick Mahomes plays with. When the lights are brightest, he shines. And he has, especially when it comes down to situational football, you see the way that he moves down a distance. He knows where to go with the football. He just never looks stressed. I think that's like, I was hoping that Andy Reid might retire, but I think he's not retiring. He'll be back for many years, I think, as long as they said Mahomes is under contract for another 8 years. So what were your biggest takeaways from the Super Bowl?
It was crazy how the play calling was just different from that. They've been pretty much, I got to give them props. They were doing their thing during the year, and then it was just like something totally different come Super Bowl. I mean, then the fact that you didn't plan on an overtime and you didn't know what to go into the overtime, with the aspect of, how to run that offense or shit. I was even surprised at the fact that they didn't even decide to go ahead and kick the ball off. You know what I mean? Your defense was just on the field like 2 minutes ago. So give them time, give them a break. Again, if they were understanding what the new overtime rules was, but obviously they didn't. So they decided to go with the offense. It kicked them in the ass. And, by the way, did I mention that they lost? Oh, yeah, they lost. They lost. That's right.
I will say this, man. Steve Wilks, he did his job on the defensive side of the ball. They had three sacks, I want to say. And, and then on the other side, Spagnuolo, like, bro, he did it well. And the MVP on the defense side for the Kansas City Chiefs was Trent McDuffie. Did you see when he was shedding those blocks with Trent Williams? Trent Williams looked like the game was so big. It was too big for him. He didn't even know. Like, it was just like he didn't know what was going on. It was like an out-of-body experience. And I definitely want to say this, though. And I know every and my DMs was going crazy, and everybody was doing the big dumb when Greenlaw got too hyped. Did you see Greenlaw every time it was a tackle, assist tackle? He like touched the one guy, and then he'll fall over. He was just pumped. I think he was smelling the nasty salt. I think he was doing a little bit too much. He was too hyped. Unfortunately, he got hurt. Now, definitely, injuries is part of the game. I don't want to see nobody get hurt, but. Yo, y'all learn how to chill, man. Learn, hey, act like you've been here before, B.
Yeah, but
bro, I mean, the one thing I just gotta remind people is that it's part of the game. But he didn't get hurt during the game. He got hurt getting excited, just trying to run on the field. It was just like,
it was
wow,
crazy.
I ever since the Aaron Rodgers injury, and them explaining the whole concept of how that thing pops and everything. So when they rewinded, when they came back from commercial, they were like, this just happened. And then they showed Greenlaw like amped up, hype, jumping up and down, getting ready to hop on the field. And you saw the pop. And I was like, oh shit, how do you tear? Yeah. Like, how do you
Achilles,
tear?
Right?
Like Achilles. That. Yeah. Yeah. It was crazy, man.
Did you see Fred Warner? Fred Warner knew. He like turned around. He was like, "Oh my god!" Like, yeah. It was like he knew he was. It was.
No, I told Tim earlier. I mean, after the game, I was saying that during the game, I was looking at him celebrate and get hyped. I was like, he's doing too much. I was like, he's going to injure himself getting just being too hype. And you know, the fact that he got injured that way, sad to see it. Especially when you know, thinking about next season, Achilles injury is not all players are the same after that. Todd mentions Javon Hargrave balled out. He did.
First player to go, you know, back to back L's in the Super Bowl.
He a lot of pressures. He was getting to the, you know, you're a wild bull.
That is true. That is. I didn't think about that.
I mean, and you know what I didn't like though? I didn't like when they went down the list of basically saying all the Niners injuries, bro. This is part of the game. You're and nobody's 100% when they get to the Super Bowl or the NFC Championship. Like nobody. So you're going to have injuries. You know what I'm saying? But my thing was, where the hell was Debo? Where the hell was Kittle? Where the hell were they at?
Debo looked like what's his name from Friday, laying on the ground. My neck and my back, like his hammy was acting up. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, bro, like you're supposed to be that dude. And I know it's got to be disheartening for 49er fans to see your dude just laying on the ground, like in the biggest moment. Again, like everybody knows he's had back to his South Carolina days. He's always had hammy issues. Right. So it's nothing new. But I think what was surprising to me to watch McCaffrey fumble. In the opening,
very surprising. Series.
Yeah,
very surprising.
I've only seen him.
It was a good defensive twice. Play. I mean, like you know, what I mean, you're taught how to go ahead and punch that ball out of the guy's arm, and but it being McCaffrey, yes, I was just as surprised that you know, what I mean, they were able to get that off. But it was a good turnover at the right time because I mean they were going down the field pretty good on that drive. Yeah, so I was just as shocked. I was just as shocked to see that.
I think. What else I'm also shocked about is the amount of 49er fans who are now, you know, wondering why Eagle fans thought we would be quiet. I tried to put out as many quick memes as I could put out in a possibly 15-minute time span. I had some ready to go just to throw it out there. The fact that you thought we were going to be quiet, and again, It's like when we lost, I get it. We're going to get it regardless. But I'm not going to the next day and like target every fan base that came at us because it's you know, they don't like us. We don't care. We get it. We get how it goes. But, you know, the woe is me. I'm a 49ers fan. Everyone's teaming up. It's par for the course. No.
I mean, absolutely, bro. Like, hey, listen, you got to take the good with the bad. So. You had all that hype. You had all that energy going into the year. You know, I mean, the fact that you're still talking about us on Media Row the week before Super Bowl, you can't keep our names out your mouth. That says a lot, man. Like, I guess that actually was maybe your Super Bowl. I don't know because, I mean, you can't get a Super Bowl, an actual Super Bowl victory. So if you want to take that win against us as the victory for you, I mean, it is what it is. Dallas did. San Fran did. So, hey, look, I guess y'all won y'all non-Super Bowl games, but that's it. Because, I mean, y'all can't get to the – one can't get to the big game, and the other one can't win the big game. So, hey.
Yeah.
Rackshack says Trent McDuffie and Chris Jones were his defensive MVPs. Yeah. I'm going to ask you guys a question and the chat as well. I'm thinking sometimes you watch a game, right, and then you start thinking about what's missing from your favorite team, whatever team that you just root for. As you listen, this is probably Eagles. But it wondering watching the game, where does you know, what do you think is missing from the Eagles watching these two Super Bowl teams?
Pre-snap motion. Come on, pre-snap motion. Defense wise, the way that they were blitzing, Purdy, you know, he's a shorter quarterback, so they shrunk the pocket. And when they shrunk the pocket, his accuracy went way down. Because there were some throws where, yo, if he would have had like a second or two, it's touchdowns. So, man, I wish we had that.
Yeah, you talk about the pre-snap motion. Andy Reid, he called the play corn dog. The same play that he used against the Eagles last year. And the play that some people were like, oh, he got that from Doug Peterson. Where do you think Doug Peterson got it from? Andy Reid, probably. So I think his ability to just be a wily veteran and come up with a nice play to win the game. Mecole Hardman has had a shit season, if you think about it. So for him to come back and have a nice catch to win the Super Bowl, that I think that's good for him. But I think overall, I do think the lack of pre-snap motion, we've been talking about it for months, though.
Well, you've been talking about it all season, bro. And I got to, you know what I mean? It's a good point you brought up, Tim, because just seeing it, you're right, man. Just seeing it and wishing that, you know what I mean, we utilize it a little bit more. It definitely would benefit us, but that's just the thing. We missed out on that so much. We didn't see it at all. I think we probably saw it one game, and me and Gail, I remember we got excited. I can't even remember if we were at the game or I think we were texting each other. We were like, yo, did you see the motion? Like, it's an exciting thing to see. And you see when you utilize it the right way, it pays off. So, hey, man, that play, you know, the way they explained it and they showed it like in slow-mo, how it transpired and everything. Yeah, that was a good one because, I mean, you really got the defender off his game to go worry about the next man up. And here you did a quick turnaround to go right to the corner of that end zone and look, the dump off. I mean, to be honest with you, when that play happened, I'm watching it here with the wife, and it kind of like it was similar to the reaction when we won the Super Bowl. Like, did that really just happen? Like, is this over? Like, yeah. That's how I kind of reacted. Like, it was like a hesitation on both our ends. We looked at each other like, yeah, that was quick because even though I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm kind of still trying to understand the whole new rules to the overtime. But when I saw that clock running, I was like, yo, is like, how is this going to happen? If these guys don't get this playoff, is this over? But then I remembered they get an opportunity too. I guess whoever scores the most within that quarter or something like that ends up winning the game. So yeah, it was just like, it was just still crazy to go ahead and take it all in.
A lot of players actually didn't know the rules. Some of them did not know the rules. Cause you think like this game ain't going to overtime.
But like that's bad coaching. That is bad coaching. You need to inform your players, hey, the rules have changed. Now we're in the playoffs or Super Bowl, wherever, you know, how it happened.
You know, players don't listen.
And that's bad coaching, man. Come on though. Uncle Andy had his team lined up and ready to go. They already knew the rules. So, like, that's bad coaching.
It happens to the best of them. Even Chris Webber, you know, ask him for an extra timeout. It happens. Now, Sergeant Walker asks, is the CMC fumble the same as the Jalen fumble?
Nah.
I think we had the momentum. We had dagger moment. So, if we didn't fumble, I think we would have put the dagger in the Chiefs. Because it would have been up three scores or
yeah, we would have up three because when we fumbled, it was 7-17. Shout out to Marcus. What's up, little bro?
Now I know shout out to Mr. Cross. He said there was Fletcher Cox tweets out there. EAD stands for something. He clowned Debo Samuels on Instagram saying that, you know, I held this one in the chamber, you know, like talk to me when you get one. I think for me, I was like, you know what, Fletcher Cox, you'll always remain a real one. If this is how you go out, this is a perfect moment. What you guys think of that Fletcher Cox posts?
Not mad, bro. As soon as the game ended, that was just like my go-to, like, let me go look for something because somebody's got something in the chamber, and bam, don't you know it came right out. You know what I mean? Fletcher didn't hold back, and I don't blame him. I'm glad he's the one that spoke up. I'm glad he had that bitch in the chamber and he brought it out because, yo, it's the truth. I mean, unless you got that ring in your hand that you actually won, not the organization that you actually were a part of, you got no room to talk. So, you know what I mean? Again, if you had stayed focused on knowing the rules, knowing the game, not whining, playing the way you needed to play, you probably would have been Super Bowl champions right now. But nah, you had other things on your mind.
I thoroughly enjoyed all the Nick Bosa tweet tweets and the memes that were out there.
People, like one or two people that I feel for on that team. Real talk. And other than that, I mean, I don't want to. Well, we'll get more into it later on, but I could get my details about some of these players that I just want to go ham on right now. But
for sure. Yeah. Facts. I'm gonna tell you one thing. It got so toxic that the 49er players were going after each other. I don't know if you've seen that.
I didn't.
Yeah, they're going after each other. He said, I'm not gonna say the names. I'll send you the tweet. But they're going after each other. They're like, they were saying, hey, why'd you chop block? Didn't need a chop block there. And he goes, oh man. He said, I just woke up from my hangover. I'm angry from the Super Bowl. I didn't mean to do you like that. He says, I'm sorry, bro. You're throwing each other under the bus now? Like this? And then the war between the girlfriends, Chief girlfriends, and Niner girlfriends is wild. Then you got Ayuk sitting subliminals at Shanahan, like, yo, you should have been worried how you got there. And then posted every jersey and every ball to his statistics at like every game. Wow.
Spicy.
Like, man, yes, it's getting spicy.
And that's a good thing. But in a cool tone with some jokes here, Usher had better hamstrings than Debo. Hashtag caught up. Yo, if we're talking about, I know me and Primo were talking about where Usher's performance stood in the hierarchy of Super Bowl performances. I thought he was in there. He was in there, dog. I think not as good as Dr. Dre, because I thought Dr. Dre really just brought it out of me. But I think I thought he did his thing.
I have a question then.
Please,
can we go top five? Because I can go top five right now.
Are you putting him in your top five?
I'm going to put him in my top five. He's definitely top five.
I respect
Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Prince.
Okay.
Prince was dope.
Okay.
Then I'm going to go.
Beyonce had a good one.
Beyonce did have a good one. But, like, I don't remember Beyonce.
Yeah, I forget. I actually forgot.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't remember,
but there's some that I do. So, all right. Are you done your top five?
I did three. But now, go ahead. Go finish them.
I agree with your first two. Okay. I even throw this. I'm gonna tell you guys right now. This is gonna be funny because this was a very touchy subject on Sunday. All right, but Usher, you know what I mean, because these ladies don't know how to act when somebody takes their shirt off. Oh my god. But yo, okay. I'm gonna go with your two. I'm gonna throw you two in there because you two's joint was nice, bro. You two. See, you might not remember it. You two. Okay. Then the Beyonce. And then my number five was Shakira and Taylor. The same.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, all right.
You just told on yourself.
I'm going to mix that up. So
I told myself on Sunday, because I'm going to tell you right now. Hold up, Tim, before you go.
No, bro, go ahead.
This was a hell of a show. But for you to go and say that was the best show ever, hell no.
No.
And what was that for? Oh, I got my ass chewed out. All right, and then why? Because you know what I mean. Oh, he looked good. Did you see that shirt? Did you see his body? Man, get the fuck out of here! Stop playing.
Hey, this is a reminder. If you are in Vegas, do not take your girl to go see Usher. Okay,
man, I know that much.
But Justin Timberlake. I mean, the gin and nipple joke. I mean, that's top five up there. You know what I'm saying? That's top five.
God forbid if I would have talked about a boob, I'd probably be sleeping in outside.
Yeah,
I was covering my wife's eyes.
Hey, shout out to Amanda. She was like, oh, why is he taking his shirt off? Like, she thought he was like trying to flex too much. I was like, she a real one. You know,
she has eyes for Gail. Jillian has eyes for Gail. That's a good one.
Because, yo, Usher got teabag. I just want to make sure y'all know that. He got teabagged. All right. He had scrapes of nut sacks all the way through. Okay. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the girl who fell off the pole.
I missed that. You watched it. What did you guys watch it twice?
Bro,
I got it on video. I'll send it to you right now.
Then the one guy went flying one way and the crowd caught him. But nobody noticed this guy that went the other way. Nobody caught him. So it was just like, whoa.
Man. going to the comments, we talked about some of the things that watching the Super Bowl, what people in comments were thinking that was missing from the Eagles. Shout out to Conrad. He said side-to-side linebackers. Very true. Mr. Walker says linebackers, 54 is everywhere. And my thing with Mr. 54, that was my guy coming out of BYU. And I was – that's the guy I wanted. And every time I see Warner, I'm like, it hurts my soul. It hurts my soul.
He really didn't have a great game in terms of coverage, though.
He got lit up by Travis on one play. I remember that.
I mean, and I don't know, man. Like, respect for his game, respect for his game. But I don't know. I just see some griminess, some dirtiness in him. You know what I mean?
I like it. I need more of it. I like it.
You like it?
Hey, okay.
I like a little grime squad for my defensive players, like an extra hit. Because I saw him, he hit somebody after the play. But I like it. Need more of that. Kevin says, a smart and wise defensive scheme. That's the thing with what's his name from the Chiefs? His blitzes. I've been calling for nickel blitzes all season. The way that he deploys some of these blitzes is just harmony. He knows. He knows when to bring the pressure. All the times, so like even Tony Romo is like, "Here comes the blitz. I know it's coming." Spags is creative with it, and some people are talking about Romo talking too much, but I don't care. I'd rather have him than Chris Collinsworth.
Absolutely, bro. I mean, I think those two ended up calling a great game. You know what I mean? Yo, not for nothing. Tony Romo, he's just like straight details, and I like it. You know what I mean? Like he keeps you into it. And so I'm glad that they ended up grabbing those guys. Did you guys catch the Nickelodeon? I thought that was pretty cool.
A little bit, yeah.
Nah, I didn't catch that.
Shout out to Nickelodeon. Shout out to the company.
Yeah, shout out to Nickelodeon.
You know, yeah. Definitely. I didn't last too long. I made sure to tune in so I can get for the company. But other than that, I was like,
you better show love to the company.
I'm a football guy. I need to see the regular John.
It started getting on my nerves. So
was it too much slime?
Too much slime.
Rackshack says, he says Eagles need motion, a proper four or five man rush. Linebackers can actually play. Wow. Secondary play, playing press man and jamming receivers. McDuffie was in his bag, man. I thought he was, his ability to run routes, the ability to get in Debo's face. I'm like, bro, this is not your field. This is my field. I love to see that from him. And I whether it's Snead, McDuffie, those cornerbacks were there to wreck shop.
Yeah, you know? I mean, they had it in their blood, man, that they were so amped up about this game. And yo, it's the last game of the season. It's for the championship. You're gonna put it all out. So I'm glad I got to see that. I'm glad, and that's what I wish. You know, what I mean, like our players at times have, because those guys, they just laid it all out on the field that day.
Now HB says we need some dogs on defense. We don't have any dogs. I think there are some dogs, but I just think a consistent. I mean, we're going to get to. I mean, I don't know. A couple people have asked about the Hassan Reddick situation. We're about to talk about that in full detail. But in general, I think you want to see some dogs. Jalen Carter, as a young dog in the making, didn't quite get the Rookie of the Year runner up. But I thought overall. We do need some more dogs. I'm even go Chauncey Gardner-Johnson in that ilk of like what he brought to the defense last year. I need more of that.
I like Sidney Brown as a dog. Too bad he got hurt, but Sidney Brown is one of them.
He's got the potential to be that dog, you know what I mean? So yeah, I think, you know what I mean, going into his second year, we might see that, you know, because he's definitely one that's all over the field when he's playing. So, I mean, it's the next man up mentality, and if he's going to get the opportunity to go ahead and show it, I think, you know what I mean, he's the right person to do it, unless, you know what I mean, one of these one of these veterans finally, you know what I mean, decide to step up this upcoming year. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, no, 843 says pre-snap motion, play action. We need to find a fullback like Leonard Weaver using our new offense. We pulled a Leonard Weaver car. I like that. Let's see. Kevin's asking for Shanahan under you, CMC.
I don't know, man. I think that all they did was use CMC. You know what I mean? Like, yo, he was getting his ass handed to him. And like,
some shots.
He took some serious shots. So it was just like, bro, I don't know, man. Not for nothing. You already – they shut down Debo. They shut down Kittle. Had CMC not played the way he played, it probably – that game probably would have been worse. Like, facts. It was wild. And you know what I mean? CMC and Jennings are the two that kept them in that game.
Right, yeah. And Jennings is a third option, you know what I'm saying? And then Ayuk was gone missing too.
Two names right there that you just mentioned that stepped up because this is a big game.
Crazy. Another thing that's crazy, bro, like, remember our Super Bowl in 2017? Like, the person that we didn't even expect stepped up. And that was Nelson Aguilar. He stepped up. He had, what, 82 to 87 yards?
Shit.
Commit. Yeah, like, guys stepped up. That's what this – you leave it out there on the field. This is the last game. This is for everything. This is the championship, Super Bowl championship. So, like, I don't know. I just feel like I think CMC, he came out there. He did what he had to do. The fumble, I think the fumble hindered him a little bit. He seemed like he was, like, discombobulated for a minute, and then he got back on what he needed to do. But the rest of them, man, except Jennings and use check the fullback. He even did work. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
that was probably the loosest I've ever seen that dude play on Sunday. Like, he was giving it all as well, man. Like, I saw him amped up. Mad props to him. But going back to Jennings, I mean, like, you take away that touchdown pass, yo, there really wasn't like much to it. I mean, it was like no offense was going for them, and that's the part that was just throwing me off. If y'all noticed that damn touchdown, bro, I was probably counting up to four Mississippi before that ball decided to land in CMC's hands. I was just like, holy shit, that shit was up in the air for a minute. I thought somebody was going to go ahead and intercept it, but then it didn't go that way.
Sergeant Walker says, is his Super Bowl performances, halftime performances, Michael number one, Beyonce two, Usher three, four, Usher five, and then Bruno Mars.
I don't remember Bruno.
He had a good, my brother.
He got great songs. I just don't remember.
My big bro is timing in. He says number one for Prince. Kevin, I'm surprised Primo didn't say The Weeknd.
I wanted to, but I didn't want to. You know, I mean, listen, man, I already got my ass shoot out enough this
morning. Nah, bro. When he was looking for himself in the mirror and looking all crazy, he lost me with that. Him and Lady Gaga lost me.
That's The Weeknd for you, bro.
Mark says Janet's nipple top five. I think Eagle fans, everybody in the comments is still looking for Debo. I got tired of tagging him and stuff.
I don't even think they found Kittles either. You know what I mean? Like, yo, the guys have been lost.
Yeah.
They're in the back of a milk carton right now.
Now, shout out to Evan Hollywood Hearn, who's working, doing the Lord's work. Shout out to Hollis, probably recovering from the Super Bowl. It should be an awesome experience if you ever go. I've never been. It's probably one of those things I got to cross off the bucket list. But I'm
on a reason to, bro.
We are gonna find a reason.
Gotta go to one.
Yeah. Now talking about this, let's get into this. I'm missing a lot of these comments, but I'll try to get back to them. But Hassan Reddick. Now every time you look at the first thing I do as the Eagle fan, or my old analyst days, trying to analyze the Eagles, I always look at the cap. Always look for the biggest cap number because you know Howie Roseman is going to find a way to bring that cap number down somehow, kick the can down the road in some form or fashion. But that is what it is with Hassan's contract. Now, Hassan recently came out today and let it be known that you know, this is what he said. I never asked for a trade. However, I do understand it's a business, preparing for whatever is next. Reddick told Bleacher Report, I would like to get an extension done here at home. Reddick said, at no point did I ever tell the organization I want to be traded. So, you know, for the people out there, we're like, ah, he's forcing a trade. You know, if you guys listen closely to last season, you know that Hassan had mentioned, you know, about getting some money. You know, Jeff McClain will always find some kind of nugget to get people out of their comfort zone. He asked Hassan Reddick if he's underpaid. He said, I ain't going to sit here. You all see it. Y'all know what's going on. I'm just worried about being the best version of myself and letting everything else sort itself out. You know, and that's what he did. He sat there and let it sort out. So again, like everybody, he's not forcing a trade to get out of here. This is the business. And, you know, now it's, you know, other guys have in the past have got permission to seek trades. Fletcher Cox, Darius Slay, you can name. I mean, were you shocked to hear this news right away? I think on Super Bowl day, were you shocked?
Go ahead, Tim.
Hearing that Super Bowl morning, yes, I was shocked. But this is leverage, and it's on his part. And there's no bad blood, right?
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Because it's a business at the end of the day. You're going to get the most out of the opportunity that you have on this earth, right? We all are going to like that. At 29 years old, let's be honest, he's still top 10 when it comes to playing in the right position, not playing in a secondary and covering. You know, that's just not his forte. He is a defensive end. I know he's listed as a linebacker, but he is somebody that gets after the quarterback, pins his ears, and goes and get him. Like, he wants to be paid like that. And he's in the name of the greats of those guys that have been named. T.J. Watt, what's the bull from Myers Garrett and all those guys. He's up there. Bosa, he's up there. So I just hope that they can figure out and meet in the middle and you know, resolve this solution. But there is other needs on this team. And I don't know if it's going to be possible.
It's possible. Anything's possible.
Anything is possible. So, I mean, I'm going to go ahead and tell you that when I saw the news, it was just like, you know, damn. It was a serious damn coming from me. Like, it's part of the business. I get it. But It didn't hit me like it would normally hit me. And the reason why is because kind of had to expect it. The guy's been playing. He's been balling out, getting his stats, doing his thing for us when we needed him to. You know, he's been a great team player. He's had a great attitude because, I mean, he could have been playing, you know, I mean, with an attitude, like a bad attitude this past year, and he didn't. He came in, you know, I mean, he showed it like, you know, he wants to be here. He wants to play for this organization. He wants to get paid, and he deserves it. He deserves every dollar that man is getting offered. But the fact is, like you said, bro, we have other priorities that we have to take care of. And again, it's going back to it's a business. So it's like I told Gail, we got to talk about Devontae Smith. We got to go ahead and get him taken care of. You know what I mean? Like, we need that key player on the offense. So a defensive lineman is pretty, you know, pretty reasonable to come across in the draft and in free agency. But, you know what I mean, somebody like Devontae Smith, who's been here for a minute now, you know what I mean, and done his thing, and it's time for him to, you know, definitely get that big contract. So, you know, again, I'm pretty sure Howie will find a way to go ahead and work this stuff out. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. The only thing that I definitely feel better about is hearing the news today coming from Hassan himself stating that he didn't ask for this. He didn't ask for this. So that puts a little bit of light back at the end of the tunnel, you know what I mean? For this thing to get resolved some way, somehow.
And the fact that we have Howie Roseman.
I'm just reading my old papers from back in the day with Temple Zone. Because you know this guy wants to be here. You know, if he could finish his career out, it would be with the Eagles. You know, wholeheartedly. But again, at the end of the day, it's a business. People are saying Pete Nathan pre-Super Bowl was talking about this, about trading Hassan. So send all your anger to Pete.
Pete, understand, I was cursing you out that that thing came out. All right, I was cursing you out, and I even told Gail this is all Pete's fault. Pete had to talk to
for who though? Who would you trade?
He was asking. He was talking about Sertan, and like
I got you.
And a one and a three and so, but like if here's some according to over the cap, Reddick is the number 17 in average annual salary for edge rushers, and the top 11 edge rushers make at least $20 million per year. Reddick makes $15 million a year. So again, this is a plus one for Reddick in the argument category. He outperformed his contract, the one he signed in 2022. He enters this on 2024 as the last year of his deal. Again, if you're a veteran, you got 1 year on your deal. If he gets injured on this 1 year deal, that's all he's making. If he signs a 2 year deal, he's guaranteed more money. It makes no sense to play on a 1 year deal. The other thing, as you talked about, other people need to get paid. Josh Sweat, who is also 26, is a pending free agent as well. And they're both underpaid. You know, we got a Sweat paid around $13.3 million, Reddick about at 15. So those guys are in to make more money. Now, who do you pay, the younger, the older, or you bring it running back and figure out a way to do things? Let's see. In the last 4 years, Reddick has had double-digit sacks every season. The only players with more sacks during this time are T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett and Trey Henderson. And if we all looked at what they're getting paid, he has an argument.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I said in my statement. Look at those names that he's up there with. He's underpaid, and he deserves it. But this is what I would do. If Howie, I know you're watching, 4th of John, you're watching – Tim Kincaid, Primo, and Gail. Big Dom knows us. He knows us, okay? Extend him. Take $8-9 million and push it back on the salary cap, right? Take the rest of that and just fold it up. Boom, right? And then see what you could do with Bradbury and Maddox. We don't, that's like 40 mil right there. We already got like 30. That's 40 mil in the bank.
Yeah. And like Hassan, TJ Watt and Hendrickson and Chris Jones are all the age of 29. So again, he's done his job. And again, like Eagle fans out there always like a player who does their job. Doesn't complain. Local kid. He's got the fan perspective. He's a fan favorite, and he hasn't complained. He's not complained, and he's got the best sack celebration besides Sweat.
Pete trying to make an argument here, trying to get everybody convinced and everything. I'm gonna tell you, first of all, before I even read this comment, Pete, you ain't gonna convince me. You ain't gonna convince half these guys on these comments right now. All right, you already in the shitter. You know what I mean? Because you into existence.
So everybody look at Pete and say, "Boo!"
Get that name. All right, get that name. Follow him. You know what I mean? Just go get at him. But look. Could y'all trade Reddick, a 22nd pick, a third rounder, go get Patrick Surtain? Gail, you mentioned this earlier. You haven't heard any news about Patrick Surtain even being talked about being traded from the Denver Broncos. Why would they? So I don't know where all this is coming from. I've been seeing some tweets here and there that they should really focus on going after him in the offseason, but I don't know. I don't even know if it's in the works.
Everyone's booing Pete in the comments.
Yeah.
Just for Pete's sake, get it? Just for Pete's sake, we're going to talk about the trades from 2023 to 2020 in the NFL for edge rushers. Shout out to Zach Berman, has a great article on some of these trades. In 2023, Washington traded Montez Sweat to Chicago for a second round pick in 2024. Washington also traded Chase Young to the 49ers for a 2024 third round pick. Now, talking about production, I think Hassan beats their production. Now, 2022, Denver traded Bradley Chubb, 2025 fifth round pick, and a 2023 first round pick, and a 2024 fourth round pick, and Chase Edmonds. Chicago traded Robert Quinn to the Eagles for a 2023 fourth round pick. Chicago traded Khalil Mack to the Chargers for a 2022 second round pick and a 2023 sixth round pick. And then 2021, the Broncos traded Von Miller to the Rams for a 2022 second round pick, a 2022 third round pick. And 2020, Yannick Ngakoue got traded from Minnesota to Baltimore for a 2021 third round pick and a 2022 fifth round pick. Jacksonville traded Yannick Ngakoue for a 2021 second round pick and a 2022 fifth round pick. So, what do you think his value is right there? After hearing all that,
those guys were young though. They were like what? They were mad young, weren't they?
A little younger, yeah.
I mean, this is the thing though. Pass rush is not easy. And then the ones that to be able to stick out, like you got to pay them, like you and we're how he builds this team, he builds this team through the trenches. I mean, I'll tell you another name that's been serviced around the Eagles, and y'all probably gonna be surprised. Khalil Mack. Khalil Mack is available. They're trying to get rid of him. Yeah, and he's been circling around the Eagles. I'm not sure how big that is, but you know that. But this is the thing though. We are old at that position. So giving up, you know, Hassan, that just sounds crazy.
He says, crazy. Y'all pay Pete too much mind. He feeds off the shock value. Wow factor. Shaking my head.
I'm just going to. Y'all right.
My bad, Pete. I didn't think they was going to boo you like that, but tomatoes let you be.
Man, it's all love, man. You know what I mean?
All love.
All love. I'm hoping they can figure this thing out, man. I don't want to let that kid go. You know what I mean? Camden native, you know what I mean? Representing the city. And he plays, bro. Like I said, he balls out. You know, how many times was he our player of the game? You know what I mean? How many times did we talk that, you know what I mean? He was going to be the one
Dallas week.
Like, bro, he's the one doing his thing. And, you know, remember, he had a real late start last season, you know what I mean, with that thumb, the cast and everything. And look, he still was able to go ahead and pull out double-digit sacks. So that says a lot, man. And
he hasn't been injured.
Right, right. And he's only missed one game out of the 5 years he's been playing, I think they mentioned?
Correct.
One game?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot to find a defensive end that could hold his composure like that.
Yeah.
So, bro, I mean, I really, like I said, man, I know I'm going to leave it to Howie. I'm going to leave it to Howie to just go ahead and figure this shit out. And you know, if he's out there testing the market and seeing what these guys are willing to go ahead and offer him, and I mean, something's just telling me how he is going to come back and be like, "Hey, look, man, we could do this, we could do that," and you know what I mean, and let's still deal.
Now, everyone's favorite resident traveler, Chris Nady, he says, hoping they're just seeing what he could draw in the open market to offer him a fair contract. And again, find your value, come back, let's work the numbers, see if it makes sense, and make it make sense. But again, you know, as we have to like think about the spectrum of what life could be after Hassan Reddick or potential options to think like, what would Howie do? You know, obviously Howie's going to do his homework. So we brought up some pieces out here. If you're talking draft, this whole spin was like, all right, if the Eagles have to go for an edge, yeah, and you have to go to the draft, you know, let's look at some potential prospects. I know Leatu Latu out of UCLA. Me and Tim got a chance to talk to him at the Senior Bowl, a guy who's got some real tools in his belt for his age. It looked super seasoned out there. He was undressing some of these offensive tackles with the quickness. Obviously, there's an injury history with Latu, but he's around the mid, some say top 15, but could slide due to the medicals. A lot of you Penn Staters in here know this guy, Chop Robinson from Penn State. He's a guy that people are talking about. His former teammate, Adisa Isaac from Penn State, also another prospect. On day three, Javon Solomon out of Troy, another guy who put up some good numbers. And then if you're going to try and go Bama, Dallas Turner, you're talking about trade up prospect. He could be a potential guy. And then Chris Braswell from Bama. Options. Now, people have mentioned these three characters. Bryce Huff, played with the Jets. Josh Uche from the Patriots. And Andrew Van Ginkle. There's been a lot of talk about Andrew Van Ginkle on the timeline. Tim, have you heard anything about Van Ginkle?
Hey, that's number one target for the Vangio defense. That's what I've been hearing. Man, he looks weird without a helmet, right? I wasn't expecting him to see him like that. Keep the helmet on, man. Keep the helmet on. But yeah, he's the number one target that the Eagles are going to be targeting due to the Vic Vangio defense. And also, you also got to remember, we still got some young players in the helm. With Nolan Smith, Jalen Carter. And I'm hoping what's going to happen now is they're going to finally give Milton his due, because that dude has been balling out when he gets a chance.
So Cox out the door?
Man, I heard something wild a couple days ago about him. Like, he wants to still play football, but he might be going to the Steelers.
I'm okay with it, man. I think it's time, bro. I'm sorry.
That's my heart, man.
I know. And I said to Gail, you know what I mean, before we even, you know, we talked earlier, man. Like, I think it's time. You know, Cox, he did his thing. He's been great to the organization, the captain, and, you know what I mean, mad love to him. But, yeah, it's time to, you know what I mean, kind of like hand the torch over to somebody else. And Milton's that dude, man. I think it's time for him to step in, do his thing, and get the playing time he definitely deserves.
Now, X-Tree says to keep things short, if he wants to get paid too much, he's gone. We gotta start paying Smith, Dickerson, Milton. Yeah, I think, and again, I'm never going to fault a player in this situation. I always say get your money when you can, and whenever you have leverage, you use it. There's no, you don't like, I'll take it friendly. Like, no, there's no, the NFL teams aren't doing that. It's rare that on occasion that like a Brady who makes mega bucks is going to like take less money to keep the team together. I think Mahomes, if he's smart, he's got enough endorsement deals. If he was going to take less to build around you, again, I'm not mad at Adrian Chomps said Reddick isn't going anywhere. This is Howie bluffing to get that restructured team friendly. Did it with Slay last year. But
Adrian, hope you're right, bro, because I mean that's the first thing that came to my mind is what they did with Slay. You know, it's a different position. I don't know. We'll see. I really hope that that's the course that he decides to take on this matter, and you know, giving him something that he's, you know, he sees out there that he's worth, you know, getting.
A resident Oregonian says JPJ Jackson's power Johnson. Hey, I'm not mad. People were talking about it on the timeline. I'm seeing it here and there. Have bringing another offensive center minded player, 334. He was awesome at the Senior Bowl. Jerome also talks about he wants Ladd McConkey in the draft, and he'll be happy. Wide receiver three is to be had. Today I was watching Keon Coleman from Florida State. Have y'all watched Keon Coleman? There's so many wide receivers, so many flavors. I think you if they don't come out of this draft with wide receiver three, I think I'm going to go down to the stadium with a sign. Draft wide receiver three.
Yeah, especially day two. Day two is going to be this wide receiver draft is young, and these guys get it. They got talent, man. I'm excited. But I'm down with McConkey, though. You go ahead and Jabari Thrash. I'm happy with that. I did see that. I mean, the Eagles meet with everybody, but they did meet with the North Carolina bull. I can't remember his name.
Tez Walker.
They did meet with Tez Walker. He didn't really have that much of a good shootout, showing out at the Senior Bowl. But yep,
I'm good.
You know, yeah. I'm good, man. Yeah, I can see. I can tell because you and I were watching. We were like, ugh.
Paul, I totally agree with you. I've even volunteered to pack their bags. I'm just waiting for them to get back to me.
Thanks. Yeah, I mean, I just think about it, man. There's so many players out there that could be had in this draft. One thing that I noticed, you know, I'm going back, what stood out to me is the Chiefs winning with the wide receiver inconsistency they had. Now, if the Chiefs go ahead and draft some dogs, you know, Rashee Rice, another Senior Bowl prospect who's shining out there. Again, you can find your wide receiver at the Senior Bowl. So I think if they get more receivers, God, you know what I'm saying? I don't need Mahomes with a dog. Imagine if what's his name? Mike Evans goes to like the Chiefs.
Imagine somebody like crazy Roman.
From Wilson.
Imagine if he went there. Oh, Tim, my. Stop playing.
Tim just said it as well.
Yeah, like, stop, man. His route running and the way that kid understands space and route recognition, come on, stop playing.
Yeah, I think we are officially in draft season now. I think so. Off season is here. I think if you guys want to stick around throughout the off season and do some mock drafts, and though, This is Prime's favorite moment, mock draft season. I think it's a great time to be alive. But I think this is a great opportunity for this team to get better, younger, faster. We looked at this defense, super slow at times. They looked uninterested. Some of them overpaid. My thing is, like, when you have fuck you money, you start acting funny, I think. A little bit. I'm just saying, not everyone, because I don't have it.
Enough.
You said it. I've been the same dude. I think that's not an easy thing to do. I don't think if you got $100 million today and you woke up tomorrow and your boss is like, Tim, I'm gonna need you to come in 15 minutes early, I think you'd feel a certain way.
Oh, for sure.
I might not come in 15 minutes early, but you know,
I'll be on time.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not coming in. I'll be on time.
Real talk. I mean, but you said it. It's like you said, everybody's different, man. I mean, you know, that'd be a blessing if we would ever get that kind of money. But I don't know. Like, the one thing that, you know, I mean, I was taught in life is, you know, I mean, you got to appreciate what you got. You got to appreciate the people around you. And the fact that somebody's getting offered that contract, you know, I mean, you know, the people that are sitting in the seats in the stadiums are helping you get to that point. They're, you know, they're thriving you to get to that point. And, you know, those are people like I would always remember and be grateful for. So, you know, I mean, you see that from certain players, but then you see certain players where, you know, I mean, makes me want to touch upon some of these 49ers. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a touch on Trent Williams. You know what I mean? I can't stand that fucking clown. He's a dickhead. I'm going to tell you, I had sympathy going into that Super Bowl game because I heard about his story and all that stuff. And you know what I mean? And it's something serious to come back from. But what a dickhead when he left that field. Did you see him pushing the reporters, pushing people out of his way?
Nah, I missed it. You gotta see everything, God, man.
It was just like, why you gotta be that dickhead? Like, why you gotta be? Damn, why? Why? You know what I mean? I wish Jason Peters was there just to let him know. Go ahead, try pushing me like that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
I wish Sue was there. I wish
that didn't work out for you last time. You know what I mean?
Jeez. Rackshack says Quinn Mitchell or Cameron Kitchens in the first round would be dope. I'm telling you, Mitchell is a dude that he's a guy that he was out here balling, bro. I'm not staying. I was like, I gotta meet the dude that could potentially be an Eagle.
Yeah,
that's why I was like, I need to get this photo now because I feel some good vibes. I feel like he brings that energy, models his game after.
He wants to be an Eagle.
Models his game after Darius Slay. Imagine him pairing him up. But what's
he told me and you. He was like, "Hey, I love to be Eagle." I'm like, yeah, let's get it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I think overall, draft season is around here. So I mean, these draft takes are going to be flying. Jerome says thoughts on Johnny Wilson. Can't teach size, but is he another Kelvin Benjamin? I just he did not flash the way I wanted to see him down at the Senior Bowl. Big guy, but when I looked at Keon Coleman, that's a dude who flashed. So I mean, I'm just, you know, obviously he's got that size, but I think I asked one of my guys. He was a draft scout down there. He's a big FSU dude. He said, I don't think you move the tight end like that either. But again, got that size. See what you can do with it. Be interesting. He had a weird Senior Bowl to me.
He did. Long arms, but you can tell when he's not playing good, he gets in his own way.
Elena says she can't stand bullies, Brian.
Neither can I.
Any other last topics? If you guys have any cute questions before we get out of here, that'd be great. Tim asks thoughts on Kool-Aid. We can't tell you who we got it from.
Yeah,
can't tell you where I got it from. The weight of his words when we brought up Kool-Aid, he said he can't run.
Yeah,
and I was like, why'd you say that? He's like, that's the word on the streets. He can't run like that.
And when I asked the question, he looked at me like I was boo-boo before. I'm gonna be honest with you.
And then I doubled down and said, tell me about Wiggins from Clemson. He's like, he gave me Mitchell's the guy that you want to look at. And I'm like, okay, but I'm still gonna do my research, honestly. Mr. Mesa says, I honestly wouldn't be surprised if we got Jordan Morgan, U of A, back into the first, guard tackle versatility. I'm not mad at that. It's gonna take us a while to fix these Eagles in the offseason, but keep these now Mark says top running back prospects. If I'm gonna go later, I'm just saying later, I would start with Marshall and Lloyd would be one of them.
I would say Marshall Lloyd, Ray Davis. He's a good. He's another one
from Kentucky. I mean, again, we ain't draft no running backs in the first. So don't even think about a top five. Think about day three, day two. You know, Blake Corum, very interesting from Michigan.
That'd be a nice one.
Imagine, I think Kool-Aid has the best nickname. No?
Bro, black people, we got to do better. Come on,
baby. It's better than fruit juice. Yo, this my bruh, fruit juice.
My boy fruit juice over there. Over there is my boy pre-roll.
It's not a sauce gardener. But,
right.
Paul from over the pond says, hoping that there's a top quality linebackers in the draft. Everybody wants Trotter Jr., another local dude. Mr. Meza says, which position should we draft on day one, in your opinion? Go ahead, Tim, you first.
If it was me, I would probably go defense on that side of the ball. I would definitely probably look into – I would like another defensive tackle or
– What are you on, Byron Murphy, Texas?
I would take – oh, yeah. Or Sweat. Oh, yeah, I would take one of the boys in Texas, most definitely. Sweat Monte, dude, Devontae. Is it Devontae?
Yeah, but he if we brought in another Sweat from Texas, he's another Jordan Davis.
But you got to remember something though; it's all about rotation.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's like he's a big boy. That's like 6'4", 300. You know what? I better not say the measurements and stuff like that. That's a big dude, man. That's a big dude.
Elena would like to go linebacker. Bob is going best player available. I'm going to go. I would love to see us draft a corner. I think it's time to. It's the last time we drafted a corner in the first round. It's Lito Shepherd, dude. That's a long time. I think you're better getting your cornerback in the top of the draft.
Yeah.
Instead of waiting, I think the wide receiver position is deep. You can wait. Yes. You can wait a little bit. I think linebackers. I don't think you can really. You wait until the third again. I just don't know exactly what we're doing at linebacker, if they're going to go free agent or trade. And then also depends in terms of what Mr. Number 62 is doing.
Yeah. Let's be honest, though. When it comes to DBs, it's not like – you got to be an outstanding DB for Howie to look at you.
You got
to
be a sauce guard.
Yeah, like I get it. I would love to go DB, but I didn't know.
The trenches. My dude loves trenches. Yeah. Again, I'm not. Yeah. I'm. You know, the whole BPA thing is it's cliche, but like I said, I wouldn't be mad at JPJ at all. But people, you know, people are in their feels about drafting linemen. Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma. These are all names that, again, we'll be talking in further down the road. But before we get out of here, we appreciate you guys sticking around. We also love to give a shout out to Philly Sports Trips. If you're looking to book a trip, head to phillysportstrips.com. Make sure you follow them on Sports Trips PHL for more information. Also, if you might have heard, the Eagles are going to Brazil for the week one. So they have a trip over there, the Birds take over Brazil. You can get it. You can put your deposit down now. The details are coming soon. From a hands, show of hands, who's thinking about going to Brazil?
My wife said no.
No?
My wife said no, because I can't go.
We ain't say no. She said, "What she really said?"
You know, damn well she said no. You heard it in the video.
She really say what she put in front of the no? Okay,
hell no.
Hell no.
No, not even hell no. That's PG-13. She went rated R on the shit.
Yeah. She said, "Sir, that would be a negative."
Hey, right. my oldest brother's wife is from Sao Paulo. Great people, great person. But check out their trip if you're interested. Go to Philly Sports Trips, make that happen because I think I will. I think I will. I think.
Can you bring me back a magnet or something?
Something.
I appreciate you.
Something. Mark Bird says crickets. This is a conversation that you need to have with your financial advisor as well.
The boss.
The boss. Whoever the boss is in your family. So.
You don't technically have a financial advisor just yet, but we have financial advisors. So.
Yeah. Let's see. But anyway, before we get out of here, just want to thank you all you guys in the comments who showed up and are talking birds with us. Like normal, we appreciate you guys doing it all year round. We'll be here all off season. But before we get out of here, Tim, last word.
Trust the process. Trust the process. We're back at it. We're back at it with the back at it, man. Trust the process. We're going to be all right. We're going to be fine. Listen, go Birds.
Damn. Okay. Trust the process. Is it basketball or are you talking about the
Eagles? No. We're done with that process. That process has been done. We already got Buddy Buckets. You know what I'm saying? We already got Buddy Buckets. I think somebody else is going to come. Kyle Lowry. Welcome back home. Welcome back home.
All right. I like that.
Trust the process the Eagles way. We'll be back. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Last word, Primo.
Hey, man, like I said at the beginning of the show, I'm just happy it's all over. You know, the outcome, it was a great outcome. So, you know, I mean, I'm good. I slept well that night. But, you know what I mean? To, you know, those 40 whiners out there, hey, listen, man, a long road ahead of you, you know what I mean? No sympathy. Like I said, you ain't getting no sympathy from me, all right? I'm glad it went down the way it did. But other than that, you know, I mean, I agree with Tim, man. It's time to get back to work, trying to focus on what we need to fix. And, you know, I mean, I hope they dot their I's, cross their T's, you know, what I mean, get these things going because I want to get back to that big game, man. That's the one thing that, you know, it felt horrible being able to watch that game and not seeing us in there, you know what I mean? So after being there last year, so I'm ready to get back to the promised land. So whatever they got to do to, you know what I mean, make this happen, let's get it. If it starts in the draft, it starts in the draft. It starts with free agency. Whatever you got to do, just make it happen. Other than that, you know what I mean, it's always go Birds. See you on the next
one. Last word, shout out to Bud Light for holding us down at all the tailgates last season. We appreciate you guys and your support since 2016 supporting us. Shout out to Conshohocken Italian Bakery, who's also been supporting us since 2016. Shout out to Red Bull for giving us wings this last season. I thought it was a fantastic addition to the tailgate. Shout out to Evan Hollywood Hearn and his cheesesteaks. I would like a cheesesteak from Evan in the off season, since I probably had like maybe three during the regular season. Give them to the people. Shout out to Mr. Alex Levine in his pulled pork. Shout out to Jesse Wines for all his support during the tailgates. And shout out to you guys, the people, for showing up every week.
Shout out to Lowski.
And DJ Lowski as well for holding down the party. But we will see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient.
Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.